Children in Afghanistan are at the center of The Kite Runner. That best-selling book by Khaled Hosseini is now a movie, which opens today. We have a review this morning from Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.
The Kite Runner is a house divided against itself. The film version does one part of the story so well that its success underlines what's lacking in what remains. The film, like the novel, breaks into two parts. Initially, it's the tale of childhood friendship and betrayal in peaceful pre-war Afghanistan. Then, after an unexpected phone call, it becomes the story of how that relationship plays out when its characters become adults.
You should come home.
Home? I don't know if now's such a good time.
It's a very bad time. But you should come. There's a way to be good again, Amir.
Mark Forster is best known for directing Halle Berry in the Oscar-winning Monster's Ball. But what likely got him this job was his work on Finding Neverland, where he showed he was a gifted collaborator with child actors. Forster's work with the two young Afghan stars who play best friends Amir and Hassan is so good that it's with regret that we leave Kabul and join the flatter, less nuanced sphere of Afghans exiled in California.
My son, the college graduate.
It's just community college.
It's college. And someday, Dr. Amir.
You know I want to write.
Right?
I don't want to be a doctor.
Cheers.
Kite Runner's version of Kabul, filmed in China, is a vivid place. Especially when the boys compete in kite-fighting tournaments. Here, kites with glass-coated strings fill the skies and attempt to cut each other's lines and be the last one flying. Kite Runner the movie is faithful to the book, but it gets in trouble because things play differently on screen than they do on the page. The grown-up Amir is sympathetic in the book because he's the narrator. But as an adult on screen, he's too glum for us to care. Amir's adult story lacks the life that animates the childhood sections. This Kite Runner may fly, but it never soars.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for the LA Times and for Morning Edition.